at the Cattle Industry Convention. We have a new chairman for the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and that's Dan Dierschke. And Dan, it's first of all, congratulations on being the new chair.
Doug, thank you very much. I am really honored that my fellow cattlemen have chosen to select me to provide some leadership for our industry.
Well, as you look ahead, we always ask this question. You'll probably get it more times than you might like, but what are some of the priorities for you? What do you see in your year as in this leadership position?
Well, I think one of my primary things is to develop and implement an effective response to what we see as increasing demands and shrill noises from those who would say that we should not use animals for any human purpose. There's almost a religious belief among some of our opponents, and I would like us to work collectively and collaboratively with other organizations that are facing these same issues and to increase the effectiveness of our response. There are just so many people who have no connection in their daily lives with agriculture that they don't know our story, and we're at a loss when other people tell our stories for us. And then, of course, I would like to continue our efforts to have those programs which most increase the bottom line for myself and other producers, to be able to build demand back up, to be able to increase our exports, where our weak dollar has given us a tremendous advantage for the moment. And finally, I would like to focus on working with all the groups in the industry to cut down on the counterproductive noise that we've been hearing.
Yeah, I will attest to that as a media representative here at this convention. And when you look at the time you've already been serving in leadership, what are the things that you're most proud of that the Beef Board is doing or has done on behalf of beef producers around America?
I think the number one thing I'm most proud of is the focus that has been given to the export market. We had a horrible time after 2003 where the export market almost totally collapsed. And there's been a recognition that we need to make more efforts toward reaching the 94% of the world's population that lives outside of our border. I just came from Cattle Facts, and I see that beef production is declining around the world. It presents a fantastic opportunity for us, but we need to make the upfront investment so that we're in these foreign countries as we can take advantage of our weaker dollar and as these markets are opened up.
Any other message you might want to send out right now to beef producers on behalf of the Checkoff about the work that's being done, the projects funded with essentially their investment?
Well, to my fellow producers, I would like to say that we have had some difficult times with this economic situation, and that it appears to me that with the growth of exports, with the reduced cow numbers, that there are some real profit opportunities coming forward as we have fewer cows and as our domestic demand increases once again. So I feel very optimistic that we can, moving forward, make some real progress, and that we on the Beef Board can look at many of the factors that go into this and focus on the programs that are most likely to increase the profitability for all of us.
Great. Well, I want to congratulate you once again as being the new chairman for the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Look forward to working with you throughout the year. And that's wrapping things up here at the Cattle Industry Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.